reissue of their third album of the 70s, 1973's Goat's Head Soup. Here's Mick Jagger talking about that album.
The weird thing about this record is it is a few bits and bobs. Most of it was focused in a way and recorded in Jamaica, but not all of it. When you listen to it, it's very different from Exile. But Exile was this sprawling thing was recorded everywhere over a long time period. And Goat's Head's a bit more centred on what we recorded in Kingston, Jamaica. Though, of course, Exile was very mixed up with tracks from previous sessions and so on. I don't really recall us having any sort of sit-down talk and saying, OK, we're going to make a record that's different. I don't think we did at all. But it's a very kind of quite eclectic bunch of songs, I think.
And here's Keith Richards on Goat's Head Soup.
As far as Goat's Head Soup went, I realised that it was the first album that Nick and I really, truly had to deal with the Exile bit. Because Exile on Main Street, hey, we were ready to go. We just lived in my basement, met everybody, and we just did what we did. And we were still, like, on each other's backs. But by the time we got to cut the Goat's Head Soup, Nick and I, all of the band, had sort of separated over the world for a while, you know. So we had to learn, in a way, and figure out how to write songs and not being in each other's pocket all the time, you know.
That comes out this Friday in multiple configurations, a four-disc CD, vinyl box set edition. They've got 10 bonus tracks, alternate versions, etc., etc. Also coming out is another live album from Yes, the Royal Affair Tour, live from Las Vegas, due out October 30th. You can get it from the website if you're a fan, October 2nd. It's live songs from 1970 to 1980. And if you think there's a lot of live albums, you are absolutely correct. The Royal Affair Tour is their 20th live release.